I'm in Africa.
Hello, Africa. Wonderhoy. This is Heather Maxwell from Washington, bringing you the world's best Pan-African music. It's the voice of America. It's nice to be with you again today. Are you ready to spend your next hour to some sumptuous, smoking African music? Great, because I sure am. This week's feature interview zeroes in on one award-winning hip-hop star, Edom. This Elwe rapping artist from the Volta region of Ghana joins me by phone from Accra to talk about his music, his mission, and where to from here. I also have a hot playlist of classic and contemporary songs from Zimbabwe, Sudan, Mali, Malawi, and Morocco. Also, you get a chance to win a Music Time in Africa 2015-16 calendar, a VOA t-shirt, and more. Listen to the last 15 minutes of today's program for a musical brief of the 8 African nominees for this year's BET Awards. Send me your pick before June 28th, and if you're right, you win. So, you're ready to get this show on the road? Let's roll out with the classic happy tune from Zimbabwe. This is the late Chiwoniso singing and playing mbira to a song called Nguva Yekufara. It was co-written with writer, poet, and her close friend and collaborator, Chirikure Chirikure. The song praises celebration and happiness. Yeah. Hello, everybody. This is Heather, just kicking off today's show with the lovely music and spirit of the late Chiwoniso. That was Nguva Yekufara, or Time of Happiness, from her 2008 CD, Rebel Woman.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind ice and snow. On my way to Bamako, to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate, you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, family.
Now, this next song comes out of the Nile. No, really. The group is called the Nile Project, and its musicians come from 8 different countries that all share the Nile. This song, called Oma, features Ahmed Said Abwana on the Masanko, a type of lyre from Sudan. Beautiful, beautiful music. Hey, everybody. Heather on the mic. That was Ahmed Said Abwana on vocals and Masankop from the Nile Project, the collective of musicians from countries all sharing the Great Nile River.
Hi, good friends. This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Now, you're about to meet one awesome hip-hop artist from Ghana, West Africa, who's making a lot of waves in the hip-hop world today. His name, Edom. I spoke with Edom on the phone after his major sweep at the Ghana Music Awards. He talks about what it feels like to be on top of the hip-hop world in Ghana and his big push for education in his award-winning music video, The One. Track one from his award-winning 2015 album of the year, Books and Rhymes, opens this interview.
So I'm thinking, you put together greatness and try to assemble things that will make you the greatest. Be legendary. Be immortal in the minds of people when you're gone. Books and Rhymes, let's go. The will to win, the desire to succeed, the edge to reach your full potential. These are the keys that will unlock the door to your personal excellence. Confucius. The enemy's fear. We think it's hate, but the enemy, it's fear. Mahatma Gandhi. Revolutions are brought by men. By men who think as men of action and act as men of thought. Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. The success of the revolution will depend to a great extent on the ability of the people to look ahead and think of the implications of their actions for the development of their country. Ex-President Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings. You must learn that courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. Madiba, Nelson Mandela. Your great concern shouldn't be whether you're failed, but whether you're content with failure. Abraham Lincoln. There comes a time when you must take a position that is neither safe nor political nor popular, but you must take that position because your conscience tells you it's right. Martin Luther King. You have to learn the rules of the game. Then you have to play better than anyone else. Albert Einstein. Welcome to Books and Rhymes. The things you want to know are in books. Your best friend is the man who will give you a book you haven't read yet. Abraham Lincoln. Let's go on a journey. Go get him!
Hi, is this Edom?
Yes, Edom here.
Hi, it's Heather Maxwell calling back.
Yeah, let's go get him.
Let's go get him, Edom. It's so great to hear from you. I first want to start out by saying a huge congrats. You are a triple award winner for this year's Vodafone Ghana Music Awards.
Thank you. And I'm especially humbled by the fact that I usually am excited when you brighten the corner you're in and then somebody else throws in and appreciates. So I really appreciate that. We won Video of the Year, which also won Best Directed Video at the Foresight Video Awards, which is the Video Music Awards, and won Afro Pop Song of the Year, and Books and Rhymes won Album of the Year.
How do you feel about that?
Well, this is what I usually say. We are a set of young people who want to impact with music positively on the continent, in our immediate environment, and take it to the globe. And so anytime we are awarded, we're reminded that the goals and visions we set for ourselves, that we are going toward, people are taking note and complimenting us. And so we need to put in more work and propel ourselves until we reach destination.
Well, I think you're well on your way.
Thank you.
I'm the only one. Ain't nobody there but me. I'm the chosen one. I got a seat for the throne till the day I'm gone. I am the one, the one, the one.
Your music video, the one you won the award for, called The One, is a very, very beautiful, artistic, yet heavy message. What inspired you to talk and re-dramatize the history of slavery at this time?
Well, I think that videos are very powerful message senders. Audiovisuals do that. And I think that just as an artist, we've grown into buying so much into the West, we are not able to tell our stories, which for me are beautiful, that can make people learn. I also want to make sure that when people see visuals, they're able to trace it to a set of people, a culture. And so the one was inspired by the fact that I want to retell the African story, which people who are urban, contemporary fans of Eden might not necessarily go into history books to have access to. I want to use videos to tell it within 5 minutes and remind people that we came from a certain point in time and we are supposed to celebrate it every step of the way, but still be able to forge ahead in unity and say, this was our past, we are here, and we have to move ahead. And them said I'm not bumping track. Who saying the rap, let me run with that. I didn't even plan to say that. Cause I've been a little fun with that. And them tell them I'm on a fight right now. Black star in the sky, they call me jumping jack back. In the days they used to front with us. I turned that around, broad London back. Everybody know I'm like a comet with a flow, but you can see it in the comments. For me, I'm getting slow. And all these other rappers copy, but they'll never be suffering. I'm in the rain, I'm in the wind, I'm in the heat, I'm in the snow. Cut up, follow me again, I'ma show you before me. What you might be for mad, I've been around the globe. I don't read it, I don't remember people from the globe. But even when they see, they can never get off this joke.
What? That's Adam. Go get him from Ghana. He's rapping in Ewe and English in a song called The One, retelling the African story of slavery for his fans who he says don't necessarily read history in books. Now there's more music and conversation from Adam in about 5 minutes. Just enough time to switch up the tempo and soak in some traditional new sounds from the Democratic Republic of Mali. Here's Don Solu, a song by Bamako Quintet featuring the wondrous Hunter's Harp and Pierre Faccini on vocals. Abolo golonji zumbalilu zogoi demanganyi Umure vadilo mazogoi demanganyi Suzele baroge yororo mazogoi demanganyi Ayimalo mazogoi demanganyi Abolo golonji zumbalilu ngozogoi demanganyi Revadi lumba zogoi demanganya,
nusolu zogolu bolila.
Ayi malumba sayagwele manya,
nusolu zogolu bolila.
Suzele mbaroge yorara ngozogoi demanganya,
nusolu zogolu bolila.
Revadi lumba zogoi demanganya,
nusolu zogolu bolila.
Abolo golonji zomalilu ngozogoi demanganya,
nusolu zogolu bolila.
Yeah. Kandanza bari ngo zogoi demenga, wanda mabe zogoi demenga, wodanju unimba zogoi demenga, ayi malamba zogoi demenga.
Cross the desert and the plain. To the wilds where I remain. Open arms and understand. Into the red earth my hand. I hear whispers in my dreams. In the skies and mountain streams. You my prayer.
This is Heather on Music Time in Africa. And that was Danse Lou, a tradit moderne piece, that's the French expression for new traditional, by a group called Bamako Quintet. Now, the song comes off their 2015 debut album, Bamako Today.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
VOA. All right, let's get back to my interview with Ghanaian hip-hop sensation, Edom. We talk about Kwene, his song and music video that won him Best Afropop Song of 2015. How he opens it up with artists from neighboring countries like Zambian female rapper Ice Queen and other artists from South Africa and Nigeria.
Let's go!
Now, another music video that is completely different but just as fun is the one that you won the Afropop Song of the Year award for.
Yes,
Kwene.
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 It's adorable. What is Kwene? What what is that about?
Yeah, so Kwene is a word from Mai the Tan, which is Ewe, mm-hmm. or Eze, which is rightly pronounced. It means to give. So the whole song is about getting on the dance floor and giving off your best move, basically, to see. We wanted to get it very exciting and keep it very carnival-driven, and so we captured a lot of very carnival costume and very African kinship costume to wear, like something that Mobutu might wear. And we looked at all these various images of various cultures and house parties and made it very simple and put it together.
It's so beautiful. I think you make some references to Kwaito. Are some of the featuring artists actually South African?
Yeah, so the featured artist is from Zambia. Okay. Ice Queen is from Zambia. And the song itself has a whole undertone of Kwaito, which has a lot of house music to it, which I think is a very key element of African music as we speak, because when you look across the continent, you're looking at Skelewu having that type of undertone. Mm-hmm. You're looking at Corner from Mafiki Zolo having that kind of undertone. Mm-hmm. And so it's very peculiar with elements of very urban rap and dance music here today.
Well, you really deserved that award. I love the sound. I love the music video. I could hear the influences right away. And I love the fact that you and others are doing these collaborations, South African, Ghanaians, and Nigerians and South Africans. It's really a nice connection that's being made that doesn't seem like it hasn't been that long that South Africa and Ghanaian musicians have been working together, I don't think. Has it?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a recent, like, surgeon of a new crop of young people who have decided that we as Africans are a continent and we are a network of people. Mm-hmm. And the internet has given us exposure, and so we shouldn't sit in the comfort of our countries, but try to network in order to be able to have presence in various neighboring countries. Mm-hmm. And so we are beginning to see ourselves as a group of people. And so for the remix of Kwene, which you're talking about, I did it with Ice Prince, who is from Nigeria, and Casper Nyovest, who is from South Africa, just to open the song up, because everybody in this segment of Africa loves the record and loves the music.
Wow, nice. Hey, peeps. This is Heather, and that was Edom from Ghana, telling us about how networking with artists from neighboring countries is the way of the future. He says it opens up the music to new audiences and new sounds. That song we just heard, Kwene, which won Best Music Video at the Ghana Music Awards, by the way, is a great example of that. It features Zambian rapper Ice Queen, Nigerian rapper Ice Prince, and South African producer Casper Nyovest.
It's music time in Africa, y'all.
Music time in Africa.
Hello, my name is Joey Blake. I'm from the United States, Boston, Massachusetts. I'm here in Africa. And I just want to say to you, keep listening to the music. Keep letting it inspire your heart. I'm here with Heather Maxwell, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Going on, this is your boy Kid X, and I'm coming to you all the way live from the dusty streets of Johannesburg. I'm out here chilling with Heather, you know, and I rap Cash Time 24 life. The music is really growing, Africa has really got something for the world, and I urge every one of you to come and check us out. We out here.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Go Get 'Em Edem has a few final words to say about his own style of rap and mission of his music. I'll bring that to you and more great music. But first, we're going to dip back in time to 1990s Malawi. Hey, one of Malawi's most popular band leaders of the late 80s and 90s was Robert Fumulani, known for his Afroma groove. Afroma? That's a contraction of Afro-Malawian. In this song, Fumulani pleads with Patricia. He sings, "Don't leave us, stay with us, don't break up your family."
Tiwiga, Manaka, Unotumura,
This is Heather. We're in the thick of music time in Africa, and we just listened to Patricia by the late Malawian musician Robert Fumulani playing his Afroma groove. The song comes from his 1990 cassette, Let's Go and Dance. Music Time in Africa.
Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at Music Time Africa, or blog at blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. That's blogs.voanews.com/musictimeinafrica. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
VOA. It's time to wrap up my interview with Edom and then move on to our 15-minute sample spin of BET Award nominees. Stay tuned, stay informed, and you might just win something, too. Now, back to Edom.
Yes.
Now, I want to also just ask you about your rapping in Ewe.
Yeah.
Some Ghanaians that I work with here at Voice of America were appreciating your work, and they were saying to me, you know, he's the first one that really started rapping in his native tongue, which is not Twi. The Twi was the original language of rap in Ghana, and that you were the one that said, hey, I'm going to rap in my language.
Yes.
Is that true, and what do you have to say about that?
Well, that's very true. From the time Ghana had independence till now, there's never been an artist who has successfully used Ewe as the mother tongue to stay in the forefront of music. That's because Twi is the popular language in Ghana as a country, has the highest majority. And so predominantly, even people who are Ewe, who are in the industry, sing in Twi.
Yes.
So I'm thinking to myself, hip-hop has a background of people representing what they believe in. Why are we a country of diverse people who speak various languages, have a rich cultural background, but we can't bring it to bear on the music? And so I decided to risk it,
take on the challenge and pioneer a new journey of telling people that you should be able to comfortably rap in your own dialect, still be able to make impact, and equally be respected on the level of every other person who is doing the most dominated language. And so we push the agenda and open the new generation of people. For the past 5 years, Ewa has been in the forefront of music on the continent.
Well, you must be very proud of that. And you're going up and up and up, Edem.
Yes. by grace and by effort and by support of the entire team, VRMG, we are a group of young people who are just driven, and we wake up every day and go get them.
Yeah.
Yejila siwata natogo lebo ninyu ire hafina wajobo rumpumi in trouble na bana matoto kakatogo risia numu woga I put out on record for the record.
Well, so what's next for you?
Yeah, for us, first of all, I'll say thank you for giving us the platform for the world to hear our voice. I'll quickly say, if anybody's listening to me, they should follow me on Twitter. It's one word, I am Edem. So you follow me on Twitter, IAMEDEM. We're about to release a new record. We just released a new song which features MI from Nigeria. The team is about to start promotional tour on the continent. And so we're supposed to be in Gabon. We're supposed to be in Tanzania, Kenya, Nigeria, and South Africa. But South Africa is a little on hold because of the situation on the ground. So we are trying to push the message across. Also, Books and Rhymes is intended to impact not just music, but knowledge, and sensitize the younger people who follow my music to stay in school. So we are doing promotional tours in school and forming groups that we can discuss pertinent issues that Africa is facing and be able to empower ourselves to be able to have some knowledge. And so we have a lot lined up for the year, but we are recording my fourth studio album.
Well, thank you very much. Good luck. And I look forward to hearing and seeing more from you, Edem.
Thank you for having us. I'm Edem. Go get him.
Acoustic Africa 3 on Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa is awesome, but the Voice of America has other great music programs too, like this one.
African Music Mix.
Everyone is looking for something special when maybe they should just listen instead. The VOA's African Music Mix will soothe your nerves and calm your head. Tune in from 0 to 300 UTC and 1100 to 1300 hours UTC to make you feel good. So treat yourself to that something special.
And now, back to the music with your host, Heather Maxwell.
Now it's time for a spin of the nominees for the upcoming BET Awards, June 28th, Best International Acts. Joining me in the studio is Kwame Asante, my colleague here at VOA in the English to Africa service, and a genuine music lover.
Yes, of course.
How you doing, Kwame?
Doing great, Heather.
Good. Well, listen, as you know, there are 8 African nominees for this year's BET Awards for Best International Acts. Mm-hmm. Africa.
Yes.
So, folks, post your choice on my Facebook page or group page, Twitter, or email by June 28th. And if you win, what are they going to receive, Kwame?
They will be receiving your new 2015-2016 calendar.
Yes.
A free T-shirt.
Yes.
Or maybe a hat, depending on how supplies last.
That's
you
right.
You never know.
Yeah. So they might even get a pen.
Yeah.
So let's just go through and listen and give everybody a chance to do their best.
Yes, fingers crossed.
All right, first up is Cape Town native AKA. His real name is Kiernan Jordan Forbes from South Africa, and this is his song, Congratulations.
Who you see when you look in the mirror? All the dreams and fantasies that
Yeah, so that's AKA. Yeah, it sounds nice. It's got a good vibe, a good groove. It's a party song, man.
Yeah, he's worth the list.
Easy. We'll see. Okay, next up, what do we have, Kwame?
Next up, we have Soraya Cole from Salty Soul. And now, Salty Soul is a Kenyan group, and they are well-versed in the R&B scene.
Oh, yeah. And
so,
you know, I love this group. I'll tell you, in 2012, I was on the same stage with them in Mali.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, at the Festival of Sur le Niger. And I had my group there, and afterward, we sat back and watched everybody else, and they performed, and they blew me away. Let's listen to it for a second. This one is Sura Yako. Mama, usikose lolote, pete nayo nikuvishe, nikuwe. Mama, usiende popote, jumoyo wangu usha kubali, umenikalia chapati, nitakulinda kama polisi, itabidi nikumari. Moyo wangu usha kubali, umenikalia chapati, nitakulinda kama polisi, itabidi nikumari. Nice. I love that beat. It's sweet.
Oh, man. Yeah. The song had to cut.
Yeah.
I was loving it. I was loving it.
All right. That was Salty Soul. Now, next up, the third runner-up for the BET Awards is a group called The Soil from South Africa. And this song is called We Are Family. It's beautiful. It's a different style. Let's check it out.
Okay.
We Are Family.
We are family. I know it.
We are family.
I got my mother, my brother, my sister, and lover.
I know it.
This is Heather, and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa.
Yes, this is Sylvain Leroux. I would like to say hello to all my friends in Africa, and especially my friends in Guinea, in Conakry, all the Kouyaté, Bangoura, and my daughter Gambalou. Hi.
Get connected to Heather on her Facebook page, Twitter at Music Time Africa, email at musictimeafrica@voanews.com, or on blog at voanews.com/musictimeinafrica.
Okay, so now you have all my contact details. There's no excuse for you not to play. Now, you've only heard three of the eight nominees for this year's BET Awards, so let's get to the rest. Kwame's with me in the studio today, just joining in on the fun. So, who's next on the list?
The next one is Wizkid.
Wizkid!
Yes?
He's a classic already, and he's only like, he's in his 20s still.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's listen. Here's Wizkid. All right, nice. That's Wizkid, everybody. You probably already know that, but just in case you don't, you never know.
He's still looking for Karu. He found Karu.
Who is
Leave
Karu?
Her.
Who's Karu?
We don't know. No one knows who Karu is, man.
And speaking of looking for, the next runner-up is Yemi Alade, and we're going to play just a sample of the song called Tangerine, but she became most famous recently for her song Looking for Johnny.
Yep.
So everybody's looking for everybody else. All right, let's check it out. Here she is.
This thing that sweetie shock you like for me. Yeah,
She's so far is the only solo singer who's a female that's among these nominees.
Yes.
The Soil
yes.
is a group.
Mm-hmm.
So in some ways, I kind of want her to win just for that reason.
Don't be biased.
I know you.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Next up is Fally Ipupa, one of my favorite singers
yes.
from the DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo. And I had to pick two little samples because he's so diverse. And the first one we'll hear is Ndoki from 2013 album Kosaleka. And there he's singing that beautiful Congolese voice that Congolese are so known for.
Hmm.
But then we have a little sample of a 2006 song called Droit Chemin,
mm-hmm.
where he's doing sort of rap, sort of singing, but...
Fally has this thing where he starts the song and it's like a feel-good, or everyone come, let's dance feel, and then in the middle he just changes the tempo,
yeah.
and then he goes into this singing vibe, and it's like you hear his vocals, like you notice how good of a vocalist he is, and then he makes you feel good.
No,
you want to dance to his music.
Seriously, he's a little genius.
He knows how to get you.
Here he is. Speedy mona zana yango e utina ba de monte anani ne utina sansa chéri toi tiki mai il suffit bobena nana yawe une minute zali ale to voanda kese muyeso kese muyeso poso na mbonda poso na mbonda ale majigeta ale mategeta ale to bina ale to niata ale siata pata ahead. You know, Fally Ipupa, the way he sings like that, it's almost like his voice is a talking drum.
Yes,
it's so rhythmic, it sounds like an instrument, but it's not scat, it's not really rap. Ale to bina ale to bina ale mategeta singa luketo ale to bina singa luketo niata mama.
And when he does that, you just want to move.
That
is the whole point.
Music Time in Africa. Get connected to Heather on her Facebook page, Twitter at Music Time Africa, email at musictimeafrica@voanews.com, or on her blog spot at voanews.com/African Music Treasures.
Hi, it's Heather. And listen, if you want to win a t-shirt, a calendar, and a few other goodies, pick your winner before June 28th. Say what? I'm spinning samples of the 8 nominees for Best International Act Africa in the upcoming 2015 BET Awards. That's going to happen in Los Angeles, California. So far, you've heard samples of nominees aka Sauti Sol, The Soil, Wizkid, Yemi Alade, and Fally Ipupa. Kwame Asante is with me right here in the studio to join in the fun, introducing the last two artists. All right, so we got two more nominees from Kwame, your hometown, your home country.
Yes, we have Sakodie. His song released less than a month ago, Dumso. Now, Dumso is a Ghanaian tree word, which means on and off. And in the song, he's trying to vent out his displeasure at the current electricity or power crisis going on in Ghana. And he really went in. Oshiwe tumi kuni pana Ghana funi team. Pana Ghana funi team. Pana Ghana funi team. Samu demu da esi mu na mudi yimu sim. Na mudi yimu sim. Na mudi yimu sim. Tanya ibola lebe kuya. Dumso ne nim. Ese dumso ne nim. Dumso ne nim. Ejumanku amegu no mum pim kome nim. Ese moa. Ache mata for light. Ene hatu bewa light. Bewa light. Bewa light. Ise je funya mu huya mabo na chena mu se ye friji nenyi fine. Nenyi fine. Nenyi fine. And you're not gonna get your off. And the bantam I'm a rough.
You know, that is such a creative song. I really love the approach to that. And you weren't here earlier, but I had this phone interview with Edom, another one of your countrymen, a great rapper, and he was saying that the wave of the future now in urban contemporary music is networking with other neighboring country artists.
Yes, that is very true.
And this is exactly a case in point here, because the Afrobeat, this Fela song, is a Nigerian music.
Yeah.
It's not Ghanaian traditional music. It's the neighboring country's music.
Yeah.
Yeah, South Africa,
yeah.
Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
The few songs we listened to earlier, there's a wonderful Zambian female rapper called Ice Queen.
Oh.
She's awesome. You're going to fall in love.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm single, so hey,
all right,
anything goes.
I'll hook that up. All right, anyway, that was Sarkodier. And the very last one, everybody, is DXD. Well, he's not the nominee, but he's the songwriter, but featuring nominee Stoneboy.
Yep, our Stoneboy.
Yeah, Stoneboy, he's been doing Ghana proud lately.
Yeah, he's 2014, 2015... This period has been his period. He's really worked hard for it.
That's good.
Every song he's brought out has been on point. The song that brought him to the forefront was Pull Up.
Mm.
Yeah, Pull Up was what made us realize, Stoneboy, he's doing something. Let's check him out.
Mm-hmm.
Then feature after feature, song after song, he just kept on bringing it, and
here he is.
BET Awards.
Yeah. All right, let's check him out. Stoneboy.
Dangerous like Bermuda. Fall in a triangle, listen to me, Uda. So we go boss all the team pan you. Open up and me coming like volcano. Macconcano, if I sang then, that one a soprano. Sexy girl, follow me lead, make her go fan speed. Flip up the page like a book me a read. Right now, I plead you, I plead. Sexy girl, you know, sister, you a bleed.
Mejine Musa Bongo, Mejine Musa Bongo, Mejine Musa Bongo, Adie Anide, Asoni Demsa Mongo.
Okay, everybody, that was DXD featuring Stoneboy, the last nominee that we've just sampled for you guys, so that you can pick the winner. Send in your nomination and who you think is going to win on Facebook or Twitter or email or however you want to get me that information before June 28th, because that's when it goes down.
Music time.
Music time.
In Africa.
Africa.
Okay, we have time for one more tune. Here's a brand new one by Dara Tribes, a young band from Taghouni, Morocco. They were the local band that performed at the Festival Taragalt in January 2015. You remember that? Everybody loved them, including me. Well, they sent me this new song recently called Yam Lkir. Check it out.
Yeah.
Wow, it's already time to say goodbye. I hope you enjoyed today's show and featured artist Adam. Remember to send me the name of the artist, too, you think is going to win the BET Award. You might just win something. Join me again next week on Friday at 0900 and Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 1500, 2000, and 2200 UTC. I'm Heather Maxwell for VOA Africa, and this is Music Time in Africa.